USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As Democrats try to rev up voters ahead of the New Hampshire primary, President Trump in town for a Keep America Great rally. Thousands of people standing in line for hours and hours in the cold rain and snow, holding umbrellas. The president trying to reach voters across the state.
From Nashua to Dixville, from Portsmouth to Plymouth, from Concord to Claremont, and from Meredith to right here in Manchester, we stand on the shoulders of red-blooded American patriots who poured out their heart, sweat, and soul to secure our liberty and defend our freedom. New Hampshire was founded by tough frontier men and strong, powerful pioneer women who defied the dangers and raised their children to embrace the eternal motto, live free or die. I love that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Very latest now on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there is a $1.55 price difference between the high and the low average across the country.
The nation's lowest average prices can be found in Texas, where the statewide average is $2.04, followed by Louisiana at $2.06, and Oklahoma State at $2.07 per gallon. The nation's priciest gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3.59 per gallon, followed by California at $3.54 and Washington State at $3.10 per gallon.
DeHaan tells us thousands of stations are selling product below $2 per gallon.
That's the highest amount of stations in nearly a year.
An update now on the spreading coronavirus. Reports of at least 24 Americans infected with the virus on board a Princess cruise ship quarantined in Yokohama, Japan. More than 100 people reportedly suffering from the coronavirus on board that ship. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Violent crimes against police officers in New York City continue to escalate. Two New York City police officers recovering after being shot over the weekend by the same crazed gunman at two different locations. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The nation's top law enforcement official is expressing outrage about it.
I'd just like to express my outrage at the attempted assassination of two New York City police officers.
That's Attorney General Bill Barr speaking Monday morning.
I have the full support of this administration.
One officer was shot in the chin and back and was later released from a hospital 12 hours later. Officers say the same gunman walked into a precinct headquarters in the Bronx and started shooting, striking a lieutenant in the arm. Police say he then put the gun on the ground and explained that he liked to shoot police. I'm Chris Barnes.
To USA News for your health, the latest now on regulating tobacco and vaping products. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump doesn't want the FDA to regulate tobacco. His new budget creates an agency within Health and Human Services dedicated solely to regulating tobacco and vaping products. The FDA has been cracking down amid concerns of underage vaping. Regarding the proposed federal budget, the president says two areas of the budget will remain the same.
We're not touching Medicare. We want to keep Medicare. We're not touching Social Security.
I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.